It's good to see y'all. Good to see everybody. Well, I have great expectations for this service tonight. You know, what we like to do here, just whatever the Lord wants to do. I think I'm just a little bit loud. Put me down just a little. We just like to do just what God wants. We just want what God wants and what you want. Hey, sweetie pie, how you doing back there? Where did you learn how to make those beautiful pictures that you sent this morning? You got skills. I said, how did you learn how to? She had the most, anybody see her pictures on Facebook first thing this morning, the clouds and everything? I said, when did you learn how to do that? She said, LOL, I got skills. Well, praise God. That's what everybody should be saying. I think I'm still a little loud. Now, if you think we need to, if there's anybody here, we can shut those. I hear that sometimes that thing's going and you can't really hear me that good when I'm preaching. I don't like to preach loud anymore. I just like to preach powerful from the inside out. Amen. What do you want to happen tonight in this service? Did anybody come in here expecting? Girls, come on up here with me and get you some microphones. We're gonna try to minister to some people if we can. Think about that. What do you want to happen here tonight? What would y'all like to see? Yeah, just start following me around like you had good sense. And everybody will think I've got good sense. Hey, you. What do you want to happen tonight? What do you want to happen? What would you like to see? What would you? A move of the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Me too. Say something to me and he'll start moving right now. God is good all the time. Yeah. Keep talking. Talk a little longer.
God is very good.
Yes.
Christ is wonderful.
Yes.
Forgiveness is mercy.
Yes. Amen. Yes. All of that is spiritual. All of that is love. It's a move of the Spirit when he shows mercy and his faithfulness and his goodness. That's what it is. Pure, pure, pure. Y'all lay hands on Angel. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for this beautiful evening, Father. Move, move, Father. Move, Father. Just move. Just move and bless people right now, Father. Help people. Help people. You know, Angel, you're coming to a new level, something different. And as you come to that new level, some tormenting things are going to fall off. They're falling off. I can see them falling off. I could see that today when I saw you out there working today. Some good things are happening in your life. One of the ways that you're going to know is you're going to be able to enjoy the things that you have, like this little boy, more than ever. And just your life, everything, just everything. Father, in Jesus' name, just bless this young lady right now. Y'all stretch your hands this way. Let her be filled with the Holy Spirit that will cleanse her and deliver her from all of her enemies, Father. In Jesus' name, let that Spirit of God just be on her. Let it just be loosed on her. I just loose that Spirit, your Spirit, Father, on Angel right now. I just loose your Spirit. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Anybody have a word for Angel? Just asking. Somebody mic him and say that again when they get there. Son, I'm so proud of you. Everybody is.
I'm uncircumcised your heart every morning to receive love. If you've got a shell on your heart, you won't be able to receive love because everybody loves you. And sometimes the things that you've been through, it tends to put a hard shell on your heart. And then the people that love you want to minister to your life, and they're not like the world. The people that are ministering to you, they really love you. So when you wake up in the morning before you go to bed, minister to yourself. Tell yourself that over and over and over again so you can receive the love, so you can get what's out there for you.
Amen, amen, and amen, men, men. Hallelujah. There's some folks I haven't seen in a while. How are y'all doing? Are y'all doing good? It's so good to see you. What brings you out tonight?
You know,
if you want, we came here, we left all of our family. We was on the West Coast. We came here, and y'all, people like you became our family. That's good enough for us. Amen. How you doing, young fella? I'm doing great. I really am. What would you like to see happen here tonight? What do y'all need? What could help? How could the Lord bless you tonight? Oh, I love that. Stand up. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to tell you this. This is a Holy Ghost church, and we pray in the Holy Ghost. And thank you, Father. You have your hands. Say that again. What do you want?
I want a Holy Spirit bomb to fall.
Where do you want it to fall?
In this city, in the world, in this country.
How about you? On you too?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, put your hands up.
I'm going to return to my first love.
Yes. Somebody needs to hear what's being said because he's preaching a message tonight. And you know what? Somebody else needs to return to their first love. I'm not pointing any fingers. I'm just telling you what I know. And you know what? He's got a, you know what's making him want to return to his first love? He wants a move of the Spirit because he's had everything else, and there ain't nothing like the move of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Tell him right now. Talk to the Lord right now. Say something to the Lord. You guys mic him. Talk to the Lord. Tell him what's on your heart.
Lord, I know there's power in your name and in your blood. That you died for all of us to lead us out of darkness and
yes.
into the light. You are the way, the truth, and the true life of all the world, Lord.
Now tell him what you just told me. Only talk just to the Lord what you want from him right now.
Lord,
thank
like
you,
in Acts, where it says, like a rushing mighty wind, let your spirit flow through here. Let it, the fire be on everybody's head like a flame. In Jesus' name, Lord, help us all to surrender to you completely and fully, and me included, Lord. Help me to surrender to you completely and fully. Let us not only talk about you and
thank you,
think
Father.
About you, Lord, but to believe in every single word that is in your word, Lord. You are the word. You are not separate from the word.
Now tell them.
That is your word. You are him. You are the word.
Now tell them what you want for you. Tell them what you want right now. Tell them. That's good. You were worshiping him. Now tell them what you want.
Be alive.
Say,
tell in me, Lord. Be
yes.
alive in me, Lord.
Yes. Yes.
Remove the stony heart and replace it with the heart of flesh.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Forgive
yes,
yes.
me
for submitting the things I shouldn't.
Yes.
And help me to overcome those things. And I know you are all powerful.
Hallelujah.
And omniscient. And I know you can follow
Hallelujah.
Through.
Hallelujah.
And I believe in you, Jesus.
You came to the right
and
place
tonight. I expect you to answer these prayers in
yes,
Jesus'
God.
Name. I am your son.
Such as I have, I give unto you in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Rise up in the inside in the Holy Ghost. A new Hallelujah. Season in your life. A new season. You've been there before. A new season where you're just inundated in the Holy Ghost in
yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name.
Yes, Lord.
In
yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name.
Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah
I forgot your first
your name.
Name. What's your first name?
Jason.
Jason?
Yes.
Sit down, Jason. You know what? Whichever one of you guys decided to come here, you decided to do the right thing. You sense that? It's Angie, right? Yeah. It was a good time to come, wasn't it? You feel the Lord here tonight? I feel the Lord here right with you guys. God bless you. God bless you. You're helping to bring the Spirit into this service just by what you say. Let me go back and bother my daughter for a minute. Hi, sweetie. Hi, sweetie. I love you so much. I'm so proud you're one of my kids. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. What do you need today? What do you want? What do you really want? Don't be afraid. I can't hear you. Hold on. Okay. Everybody hold on for a minute. My daughter's going to speak something beautiful. I need microphones over here, girls. It's okay to cry. I don't have, we're not having any juice in here. I'll pay you a quarter. Huh? Okay. We got the pink one.
I don't know what I want, but okay. I know I do not want.
Tell us what you don't want.
The same things I don't want.
You want something new and better.
I don't want to fall for the same things. I don't want to go back to
that's
the
right.
Same things.
That is so beautiful. See what you're doing? You're burying, you're emptying your soul. You're telling. This is good to tell that. Say it again. To say just anything else.
I just want to be free from what I've been through, and I keep going back to the same things.
More juice up there, please.
Same things that hurt me, and I think, you know, it's going to be better. It's going to be better. And that's why I ran to church tonight. I was like, I've got to run somewhere because I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand
that. It's hard when you love somebody, you know.
Yeah. Pastor Kelly, come over here. And I want you to pray for your sister.
I've been free for so long, and I can feel it trying to creep back. You know, I've been free for, I can't tell you how long, but it just keeps trying to creep back up feelings or feeling sorry for somebody or thinking I can help or save somebody. And I just don't want to even give that a thought, you know.
Yeah.
And I've been thinking about it, so even thinking about it's scary.
I'm going to tell you something. You're one of the kindest people I know when people get to know you. Now, if you get drunk and somebody upsets you, you will tear their head. I know that. I love that.
I
know. But see, you're at a different part of your life. You're at a part of your life that you can, God knows what he wants, what you're trying to say. God knows what you're trying to say. He wants you to have that. He wants to give that to you so much. Kelly, if you would just pray for her. Pray. And please give us.
Lord, in Jesus' name, God, you said in your word that we have not because we ask not. But God, she's asked for you today. So, Lord, I thank you right now, God, that you're giving her your very best. And, Lord, right now I ask that you would uncover every single thing that she needs to see. God, every lie that the enemy has spoken to her and to this heart. God, you said that above all things that the heart is deceitful. So, God, right now, I ask that you'd give Shelly your heart right now in the name of Jesus. God, I ask that every desire, God, it's the desires that you have for her. Lord, I thank you that you are creating a way. And, God, I speak to this cycle and I tell it that it's ended right now in Jesus' name, that this is end. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning. And, God, I thank you that you are removing everything and everybody that is not supposed to be in her life. And, God, I ask right now that you'd just make that path easy and help her to get on it and stay on it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen and amen and amen. I'm still asking that question. For people in this room, girls, stay with me. Boys, keep the sound on. What do you want? What do you want God to do for you tonight? Does anybody know? You know, the word says in James chapter 4, you have not because you ask not. And so sometimes we know we want something. Sometimes we just think, well, it's not important. I don't want to say anything. Does anybody want something and they can mention it and we could pray, the whole church pray with you here? Anybody else? Yeah. Let's go over here. Girls? Yeah, step out here where they can get around you. They can trip you if they want. I mean, they can. Okay, all right. No, you don't have to hold it. They're going to hold it for you.
Okay. Two things.
Look at me. What do you want? What do you want, Jeremy?
I need this huge spirit of
You got a bad spirit on your son.
Depression and perversion just gone.
Now look at here. You don't get something because you don't ask. You avoid the question. That's a problem. Do you want to see a move of the Holy Spirit in your life, in your family, on your job? You got to get real. Now, talk a little more because we're going to pray for you.
It's just this.
Just keep looking at me.
Okay. There's just a spirit that has been.
This is my godson, by the way. So, just so you know.
It's just a spirit that has been with me, and it's a demonic spirit that's been with me that has been growing ever since I was 7 when I got molested at Pyron Elementary School. And the spirit of perversion has been growing in me, and it caused me to do some horrible things, causing me to, like, rethink my gender. It was trying to push me to change a lot of stuff about me. And it was a demonic spirit doing that, and I know that. It was Christ in me that was trying to halt that.
Tommy, is he speaking the truth? Come up here. Come up here, Tommy. We're going to pray for you now. This is the beginning of coming against that from me. And as often as you need it, when you come to church, we're going to pray for you. Put your hands up. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for the power that you've given mankind. In Jesus' name, I speak to that foul spirit and I command you, stop your wicked work in this young fella. Stop in Jesus' name. Obey me in the name of the Lord, Spirit. Come off and come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, the Lord forbids you to use this person anymore. He wants to be free. He wants to be free. Help him, God, in Jesus' name. Help him, help him, help him, help him, help him, Father. You foul spirit, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Obey me, you foul spirit, and come out and come off in Jesus' name. Now go sit down there next to your wife. Go sit down there next to your wife. Put your arm around her. Look her in the eye. Say, I love you, hon. I'm doing better. We've got to stick together. Amen. Thank you, God. 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 Y'all doing good tonight? Good. We're glad that you're here. We're glad that everybody's here. Anybody else? Anybody? Okay, Tom.
Let's pray for God's direction and his wisdom in this time of my life right now. His direction, open doors.
Walk over to here, son. This is one of my spiritual children. Look at me. Son, may I just speak my heart? Okay. Let me just ask you this. You ready to do better? Is there things in your life that you know, I wish I wouldn't have done that that away?
Oh,
that way. Yeah.
That way.
Yeah, that way. That's the word. That way. Yeah. I think God wants to honor that in you. The only one that God can't help is the people that run from God and the people that just, oh, you know, and they're just, I think I've asked an honest question tonight. For everyone in this room that believes in God, what would you like God to do for you tonight? So, Tommy, I believe that you have an opportunity, an open door for change that'll help you. Just say a little bit about what you want God to do.
I want God to show me exactly what the situation is to where I can go and provide for my family and heal up quicker and be on fire for God. I'm back in the jail ministry again. It just excites me every Monday again to get back into the jail ministry. And I just want God's will to be done in my life and in my family's lives, and for me and my house, we're going to be saved no matter what.
I've known you for a long time. You're very sincere. I know you love God.
Yes, sir.
And I know you like a dad knows his own son. I've known you for many years, and I think you've spoken the truth, and we're with you. We believe God with you.
Yes,
we
sir.
Believe God, a new beginning.
Yes, sir.
Because the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. Amen. They are new every morning.
Every morning.
Every morning. Just remember that. And just, if you make an effort, God's going to be with you. Oh, God's going to help you. God's going to help you. I love you, son.
I love you too.
I love you. All right. Give that girl that microphone. Girls, follow me. Come up here, girls. Y'all look at me. Kind of one here, like this. The other one here, right here, and the other one right here. Now, look at me. Now, did you know there's not a lot of girls like you in this city? Do you know that? Do you understand that? Do you believe that? Or do you think I'm pulling your leg when I say that? Do you believe it too? You're special? Do you believe you're special? Let me hear you say, I'm special because of God. Say, I'm special because of God. Say, I'm special because of God. I'm going to ask this congregation to do something for God, for this church. And this is what it is. When these girls come up to sing, I want you to make a big deal out of it. Because you know what? You know. There's people here, you know, there's not a lot of girls like this. There's not a lot of girls like this here around here. But these are. These are, and they're special. And they believe, and you know what that means? You believe God's got something special for you. And I want you to know, I believe that God's got something special for you. Now, I want everybody, look here. And I want you to look out here. Everybody that believes God has something special for these special girls, put your right hand up. Now look, I want you to look. I want you to look. Everybody that believes that, I want you to look. They believe in you. God believes in you. Believe in yourselves. Believe in yourselves, girl. Do you feel like I'm putting you on the spot? I am in a way, but you know what? Isn't it good, Sophie? Because you're special. You know what I'm trying to do? I'm trying to bring that special out of you and cause it to grow. You girl, I couldn't be prouder. If I could have three girls in the whole world to work like you do, it would be you three right there. I see Jesus in you. I see you trying. I know it's very, 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 very hard. I know that. I understand that. But girls, keep on keeping on. Now, I'm not sure what the Holy Spirit's going to do, but y'all sit together and keep your microphones fired up. And if I, in the sound booth, fellas, if I call them back up, y'all sit wherever you want. Be sure they get each one of them microphone has some juice because we don't know. Well, what's that God going to do? I don't know. I just want what God wants. And I'm not afraid to speak it. Does anybody else want a personal touch, a personal ministry? Stand up right now. If you do. If you don't, that's okay. If you don't want it, you don't want it. If you don't, if you're scared or whatever, okay, I get it. All right, then, I'm going to share for a few minutes, okay? Because I have a word for you that I believe is an on-time word. If you would take your Bibles and turn to Psalm 113, we're going to read verses 1 through 3. And guys, well, if that's working now, that'll help me to go faster. But if not, I can sure do this. Psalm 113. Verses 1 through 3. And as Kelly mentions a lot, we like when people have their Bibles. Now, Jeremy, look at me. I'm going to preach this word. Listen to me. I'm going to preach this word, and you're going to listen. Amen? Okay. No more of that. That's that demon trying to rattle you. God's giving you power over that. All right, here we go. Psalm 113, verses 1 through 3. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore, from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same. The Lord's name is to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to share tonight the secret of a power walk. I only have a few minutes, but it doesn't take long to get this point in. And this is the secret of a powerful walk with Jesus. And what it is, it's praise the Lord. No matter what's happening in your life, God is not interested in people that praise the Lord when everything's going fine. That's called being a fair weather Christian. God's not interested in that. You won't get very far with that. God is looking for people that are the same every day. See, what am I talking about? If things don't go your way, well, I'm not going to go to church, or I'm not going to lift my hands, or I'm just not going to worry about it. That's a wrong spirit. That's the wrong way to look at things. What I'm trying to say tonight is God doesn't want fair weather Christians tonight. God does not want fair weather Christians tonight. Oh, I'm so glad you guys weren't walking out. I was going to chase you and make you come back if you. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 20. Ephesians 5 and 20, fellas, if you got that. If not, I can sure get to it. That was the next one. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 20. There it is. Always. Say always. Now, it's getting a little hot in here. Who knows how to turn them things back on? Turn them back on. There's no sense of being hot. I'll talk louder if I have to. I no longer feel like I have to scream to make an impact on you. Always giving thanks. Always giving thanks. See, always giving thanks. If you're just giving thanks when everything's going your way and you just got what you wanted and you just ain't half as interested in giving thanks when things ain't going your way, that's wrong. That's wrong. That's not going to help you. Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything. Everybody say everything. Now, you have a bad day. Your boyfriend broke up. The bank just repoed your car. The doctor just said you're going to die in 3 days. But when you come to church, none of that should matter. See, you worship God anyway. See, not just when you feel like it. Not just when everything's going your way. God's looking for people that'll worship him and praise him even when all hell is broke through in your life. That's the beginning of a believer. There's people like that in this room. Always, everybody say always, giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of Jesus. That's a New Testament principle. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 20. Always giving thanks to God for everything. Do you have that in the King James language, fellas? All of those verses, they say, they're all in the King James today if you got them. There it is. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is a New Testament principle, and that is just normal worship. How many people do you think come in here and they're hurting? Lots of them. And I'm telling you, the right thing to do when you're hurting or when you're not hurting is love him the same. Love him the same. Why? Because he's worthy. Because he's worthy. Because he gave his only begotten son for us. Always for all things. Always for all things. Giving thanks always for all things. You know what? All the things of your life are making you who you are. Are going to be. And God doesn't create things as much as he allows things. And you see that principle starting in the Old Testament. God allowed the enemies of Israel to hurt them and come against them to the degree that it would help them. And if you're really born again, God will not allow you to be hurt above what is good for you. And that's just the truth. And if anybody can just do anything, and the devil can just do whatever he wants, well, then you're not born again yet, okay? Because there becomes a limit when you're a believer. When you're a Christian, I'm not talking about an ace believer doing everything right. No, when you just become a child of God. When you become a child of God, the devil just can't do you the way he wants to. He can only do you the way that God will let him. And God, you know what? There ain't nobody slicker than God. Ain't nobody smarter than God. You know what Satan knows right now, according to the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 24? He knows his time is short. You know what happens when your time is short and you're nervous and you try to do things? You flub up. I'm going to tell you what. I see the devil flub up more than ever before. Why? Because he's nervous. Because his time is short. You know, I'm going to tell you something about being 72 and being saved since 1971. First of all, I did some of my best sinning in the last 50 years after I got saved. Really, I'm not proud of it, but I'd be awful to not tell you the truth. But you know what else I notice? More and more, something comes against me or my family. There's something in me that just says, now, wait a minute. I think I'm going to be all right. I don't see how I can lose. I belong to the Most High God. Ultimately, I answer to him, and every morning I tell him what Jesus said, his last words on the cross were, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Evan and Millie and I said that this morning. Father, into your hands. I want everybody to say that with me. Repeat after me. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And then I elaborate to God and to all the creation. Father, I just want what you want. And I want you to be able to say about me what you said about your son, Jesus. And the reason I even feel like I could do that is Jesus said, see that what I did, the works I do, you're going to do them only greater works because I'm going to be with the Father. And you know what God said about his son on earth when John the Baptist baptized him? He said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Okay, let's go on to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3, and verse 8 in the King James language. And Psalm chapter 34, one through 3 and 8. I will bless the Lord at all times. What? You think God's stupid? If he just, I don't think I'm going to go to church. Boy, I've heard everything. You just hear it so much. I'm just not going to lift my hands up, bless God. I might be in a Holy Ghost church, but I'm just going to stand there. Why? Because you didn't get your way. Or you didn't get what you thought you had coming to you. Okay? But the word says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. I will bless the Lord at all times. Whatever happens, a good day or a bad day. And when I come to church, I'm still going to lift my hands. I'm still going to sing to the Lord. I'm still going to rejoice. And devil, you better be careful. I might just start dancing for God's sake. That's a winning spiritual attitude. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. And boys, give me verse 8 up there. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Blessed is the person that's trusting in God. Can I look at me just for a minute? Blessed is the person that's trusting. You know, the one that's trusting in God. When the song says, I lift my hands up unto thy name. I lift my hands up unto thy. It doesn't matter what kind of a day you had. Because see, that doesn't have anything to do with the love that I'm going to show God. My lips shall praise thee. Thus shall I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy name. Hallelujah. Okay. God's not looking for fair weather Christians. Don't be a fair weather Christian. Be a believer that loves God. No matter what's happening. God's not looking for people that take a 3-week vacation from going to church because things didn't work out your way. That won't help you. I'm just telling you the truth. Do I seem mean? Am I mean tonight? No. Sherry, you look at me like you got a handful of aces and you don't want me to know. Am I looking okay tonight? Amen. Because I love you more important than that. God loves you. And you know what? I always feel like I need to talk about something that has to do with your character. When I come up here, last place, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 1 verse, verse 18. November is when we hear this verse a lot. Once again, I want you to see the wording here. It's pretty clear in everything. No matter what kind of day that you had. You know what? If the devil can get you to not give thanks, well, you kind of know what you got to work on. Amen? How much does thanks cost? It costs a condition in your heart. In everything, give thanks. In every situation, whatever happens. I know everybody in here. I know you all closely. And you have, we go through things, all of us do, terrible things. And you shouldn't, see, and you start with the Lord. For one thing, I'm going to keep praising the Lord. And you know what else I'm going to do? I'm going to let that roll over and get to people. Just because I'm having a bad day doesn't need that I need to be curt or short or mean to somebody. Can I get an amen for the truth? In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of Christ. Oh, I just want to do God's will. If I, what God wanted me to do, I wonder what God's will is. God's will is no matter what kind of a day you're having, you're going to give thanks. And you know what? We all make mistakes, and we get that, and we say, I just want to, you catch yourself and say, no, I'm not going to be like that. I'm going to give thanks to God. I'm going to thank him. Do you believe what I said is in the Word? Are you glad you heard it? How many of you hate that I brought it up tonight? Let's make an altar. You can come to the altar.